Hi, I'm Adam Zwar, and I'm proud to present Agony, a series that tackles Australia's biggest social talking points and features some of our most entertaining controversialists, including Franklin AJ, Waleed Ali, Tom Ballard, Susan Carlin, Jane Caro, John Elliott, Tom Elliott, Kit Gurry, Joe Hildebrand, Dr. Gail Jennings, Grace Jennings-Edquist, Kate Langbrook, Dee Madigan, Lawrence Mooney, Dave O'Neill, Celia Piccola, Sam Pang, Tracy Spicer, Amanda Vanstone, and Steve Izard. I hope you enjoyed listening to this as much as we enjoyed making it. Thank you. Let's look at the burqa and niqab first. Both garments cover the head and face, but the niqab leaves the eyes exposed. Are they cloth cages designed by a controlling patriarchy, or veils that bring its wearers closer to God? How do you feel when you see a woman wearing one?
It certainly feels to me, instinctively, when I see it, that there's an oppression involved.
And I think when I see one of those people, they're different, and they'll never integrate into Australia.
Look, anyone whose comfort level depends on what someone else is wearing really needs to take a long, hard look at themselves.
I love seeing people wearing burqas. I think any person who has a great faith, and provided that faith doesn't affect other people adversely, I hugely admire. I admire strong women of faith.
Wear what you like. You know, whether it be hot pants and a crop top or a burqa, it's up to you. It's your body.
I wonder why anyone would freely choose to dress like that.
I don't feel comfortable with the whole concept of it. And I think it's because I'm a woman and I imagine myself in a place where I'm forced to wear that. I don't like the notion that a woman is to be so feared that she has to be shrouded.
I'm not going to lie to you and say that I don't get a sense of a cold shiver down my spine, because I'm female and I don't ever want anyone to tell me or my daughters that we would have to, I don't know, carry our own prisons around with us, because that's what it looks like to me.
But would your feelings about the veil change if you knew a woman who wore one? What's that like, Tracy?
I have a friend who wears niqab and she says to me, do you know what, Tracy, I feel sorry for you. She said, you never know whether you're being judged on your sexuality, the way you look, or whether you're being judged on what you think and what comes out of your mouth. She says, me, I know I'm always judged by what I say and what I do and not how I look.